I'm freezing. I am angry. I am sleepy. And, I don't I think I have it in me to do a 30-minute episode like I normally do. So, I'm probably might not even go that far because, like, okay, but, and also it's political because I'm feeling really poor right now. Like, money is tight, and I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out. I'm frustrated. Too much bad stuff has been going on, man. Like, I don't, it's like, I could easily say that in America right now, we are being provided with actual examples as to why rich people should not be in charge of this country. And we're always being presented with, it's like every year things get worse because rich people who are ridiculously out of touch with normal people are in charge of everything. And somehow we can't get them out. Like, it's voting season right now. You know, it's voting season right now. And I'm going to show you the only election that everybody cares about right now is a presidential election. Nobody cares about Congress. Nobody cares about local and state government. Nobody cares about local and state governments. It's all like the president. It's like, yeah, man, the president is going to be the dude who's going to be in charge of everything. And if he's going to be. I'm so aggravated, man, because it's like a lot of things can be solved if we just cared more about like what we could do to solve problems. It's like I in the comparison of what I can do and what I want makes me feel like tiny. It's like there's so much that I want to do that I just realize that I am completely incapable of doing on my own. I want to have a place to live where I want to have a place to live where I am so comfortable living by myself that I can invite someone else to come live with me and they can and things can go right. But I don't even have enough money to pay for a place to live myself. I can't offer up a room because I don't have a room. And that's all I want to do. Just offer up a room and help somebody just get back on their feet. I also want to wrestle. I also want to be a professional wrestler. That's still a thing. That's the whole reason why I'm here right now. And money is so tight that it's stopping me from doing that. Like, I don't. It's unfair how easy things can go wrong for me. And it just makes me realize, it makes me sort of, makes me come to grips with the fact that, like, I have like so many like I feel small, man. I feel small. I feel tiny. I feel homeless, hopeless. I'm trying my best to just sort of like look towards the sky, though. I'm trying my best to think towards the better future and everything like that. But it's complicated out here. Like I say, bro, I'm working, and I just don't have enough money. I got bills to pay, and I'm just trying to see how I'm gonna go about this. It's like it shouldn't be that life shouldn't be this complicated. You know what I mean? Rich people shouldn't have this much control because every single time, because all rich people want is more money. So they're just gonna bump the prices up on everything so they can pocket more money. What they need more money for? We don't know. It used to be that cool stuff was scarce. So if you had scarcity, if you had the scarce thing, you were just cool. Now like they're making the necessary stuff scarce, and the necessary stuff is stuff that's kind of everywhere. There's so many abandoned buildings in this country. I don't understand I don't understand like how people just don't look at stuff like this and just go, we should change things for the better. Like I don't like if you're pissed off at the government, change the government. Get these Republicans out, man. And also get these Democrats out who share Republican sentiments because those people exist too. It's like there's so many people out here who's right now just trying to get in control of things, and it's just really frustrating because I'm just trying to get in control of my life. Just really, I'm bummed out. And the thing is, rich people don't have to worry about this sort of stuff, man. That's another, like, I don't, people say, oh, my issue with the rich is that I'm jealous of them. No. If being rich just meant you just bought like a fancy house, maybe a fancy car, maybe a helicopter, no big deal. But buying Congress, buying people, buying homes just so people can't have them, buying, like there's levels to this stuff, man. There's, oh, it's like, being like, being flexing with your money, no big deal. Being an oppressor, that's a problem with me. And I just hate the fact that that's where we're at now, that people just want to be oppressive and people just want to hurt people and people just want to. It's like, what do you need all the, like, billionaires, what do you need all this money for? What do you, what can't $1 billion buy you that you need $1 billion more? We literally have a trillionaire, but you know what else we got? $1 trillion in debt. We have a trillionaire in the country, but we also have $1 trillion in, we have trillions of dollars in debt. And yet there's people in this country who are billionaires. I have money in the bank. I have money saved up in the bank right now that I'm hoping will actually like see some interest on it. It won't. You know why? Because of the national debt. Just seems a little unfair. And I just don't like the fact that we live in a world where I just have to sort of be okay with unfairness. It's ridiculous that we have to live, that I have to accept the fact that I live in a society of just unfairness and cruelty, and I have to just sort of convince myself that these things are necessary and meaningful and helpful towards my, and helpful. I don't benefit in this in any way. Nothing about this is helping me in any fashion. And yet, I'm told that this is the best thing for me. The level, the amount of gaslighting that I have to do in this nation as a person is just, it's wild, man. It is, it's heavy. And I don't know how to go about, I don't know how to go about trying to, like, I can't, I want to think positively because that's what I'm natural, that's what I'm naturally inclined to do. Just frustrating to me. When I go in, when I start feeling broke, and I'm feeling broke right now, I, like I said, I go straight to politics, and I'm looking at politics, and it's like, obviously I'm paying more attention to the Republican race than a Democrat race because the Democrat race is going to be boring. The Republican race is going to be the one that we have to pay attention to. And the thing that really kind of struck me was Vivek Ramaswamy. I think he's Indian. He ran as a Republican, a brown man. he ran as a Republican. And I think he only got like what, 8% of the votes, 4% of the votes or something. And it's like, gee, I wonder why, buddy. The dude was saying all the things that Donald Trump would say, acting like Donald Trump, and kind of just sort of, trying to be his amalgamation of every politician that he's ever heard of or whatever. Except he was a bit, except he kind of went into being a troll and also trolling Nikki Haley, which I just think is a little weird because it's like you're both brown. You know what I mean? You're both like y'all should be ganging up on, y'all should be ganging up on DeSantis. He's trailing you guys. It doesn't make any sense, right? But instead, he just went after Haley. You know? And it's pretty obvious why. She's a woman. She's a woman, she's brown. Also, probably because, it's like, if you hear noise in the back, if you hear noise in the background, just know I'm cold and I have a heater and I'm trying, and the heater is not great, but it's, I'm trying to make it work for me. But yeah, it's cold here. I'm not a fan of it. Like, it's not as cold as it was before. It's not cold enough to make crews go on a cruise, but it feels like it's getting there a little bit, and I'm not cool with that. I don't like winter. And I'm just frustrated right now. But yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy, like, the thing that makes me the most upset with Vivek Ramaswamy is that, like, this dude somehow managed to fail so badly. He managed to fail so badly at trying to become president. But but because of his failure, nothing happens. He gets a chance. He goes back to being a millionaire. He goes back to just being some rich dude. You see what I'm saying? To put this in perspective, if I failed in any capacity, that's it for me. My life is ruined. And that's something that just makes me really upset. That's something that, like, stresses me out a little bit. It's just like, if I fail to do things that I feel are necessary to just basically who I am and or what I'm doing, that's just it. Game over. Meanwhile, this dude can fail. And it's not like he's going to lose a couple $1 million. It's not like he's going to lose his home. It's not like he's going to lose his car. Nothing is going to happen. There's no punishment when you're rich. You can just do whatever you want and make it. You can afford to make as many mistakes as you want to. When I was a kid, I need to stop saying when I was a kid growing up. But when I was a kid, I was always trained on the idea that being an adult meant you made less mistakes. You know what I mean? Like, you made no mistakes. Like, you just, everything you did was direct, deliberate, and correct. And the older I got, the more I realized that being an adult is basically being good at hiding your mistakes. Being an adult means that you're going to mess up more times than not. You just have to mess up in a way that won't, like, put you in shambles. And that's kind of what I think being rich is now. Being rich is basically like, you know, kind of like basically making sure that your mistakes don't put you in shambles. And these people, they make mistakes all the time, and their mistakes don't put them in shambles. You know what their mistakes do? Their mistakes get, like, put on a pedestal as good decisions or as daring decisions or as an attempt at doing something. Nobody screws up. When you're rich, you don't screw up. You just got to go back to the drawing board. Meanwhile, you know, for people who like to impress people who can't even afford to buy a drawing board. This is what stresses me out, man. Like, I'm poor and I'm just supposed to endure. I'm just supposed to endure my whole life. And I'm just not okay with that. I don't think that you should be enduring life. I always think that you're supposed to be enjoying life. And it's very frustrating to know that I live in a country that is okay with making people endure as much as possible just to make themselves feel better. It's stressful and unnecessary. The abuse that's being provided towards this attempt to try to just sort of like maintain, if not like perpetuate this idea of a social hierarchy. It's just nothing short of sociopathic, especially because in the top of the social hierarchy, if there is one, I've always said this, black women should be at the top. Shouldn't be white guys. White guys are ghosts. I'm just trying my best to think about, I really want things to be better. I want to feel better about the future. I want to feel better about the world. I want to feel happier about certain things, man. I just really do. But it's because it's like I'm in a situation right now where things are actually looking up in my favor, at least a little bit. And at the same time, I'm still at the bottom of the, I'm still at the bottom of my rope, just trying to make things work for me. Life shouldn't be unfair. And I hate the fact that life is unfair. And we're supposed to just be okay with that. You know what I mean? I understand that suffering is a thing that we're supposed to go through and kind of deal with and endure and stuff like that. I understand that there's going to be challenges. But the challenges should come from nature. It shouldn't come from each other. It shouldn't come from people. We shouldn't be doing, like, everybody is suffering right now. Why are you being a bully? Everybody is going through something right now. Why are you adding on to it? When I was younger, I picked on kids. I was young. I didn't know. I thought it was funny. I used to think that, you know, they're side characters. It don't matter. They're not gonna feel bad about this. It's nothing. But nothing I'm doing is affecting them. It's just a joke. Until I realized that it wasn't a joke, and I was actually hurting another person, and then I stopped. And to this day, I will always feel terrible about what I did to the other person. So I try my best not to do anything to them as much as possible. I try my best not to do anything to another person as much as I can. What stresses me out and what depresses me is that, like, there's always, like, I had to make grips with the fact that there's going to be some people out there who's just going to see me and realize I'm not that. Maybe they're going to see me and just come to grips with the idea that maybe I'm just going to frustrate them. Maybe it's my face. Maybe it's my voice. Maybe it's what I say. Maybe it's how I say it. I know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And while I want to be everybody's cup of tea, I have to accept the fact that I'm not. I'm just upset about the fact that, like, in the process of me trying to help people, I've upset people. I've frustrated people. But the fact is that, like, at the very core, I still want to help. And I'm even more upset about the fact that it seems like nobody else wants to help. It seems like everybody else just wants to hassle, harass, mistreat. For laughs. I don't think that's right. But I'm going to try to end this on a positive note because I'm a little tired and I'm getting colder. Like I said, I still got my place. I still have my job, you know. I'm getting my license in a couple of days. I still live down the street from my training facility. And I still have the capabilities of, you know, getting better. Things are getting better. I just have to assume that they are. I just have to believe that they are. So that's what I'm going to do. Things are getting better. Okay, that's it. I'm out. Love, peace, happiness. Y'all be easy out there.